Recent Guitar World readers poll says Eddie Van Halen, greatest guitarist of all time. A lot of people on social media are saying that's total BS. I'm going to tell you why it's not total BS and why Eddie Van Halen possibly, very possibly.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody, welcome to today's Rock and Rant. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. The website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Tons of great podcasts like this one there, plus a whole lot more. You don't want to miss it. There's something there for you. I know that there is. I just feel it in my bones. Okay, let's get to the topic. Eddie Van Halen, greatest guitarist of all time, is voted by readers in Guitar World magazine. First of all, let me just preface this by saying this popped up on my social media feeds today. When I went to Guitar World's magazine, I didn't see it. I mean, on their page, I didn't see it. I don't know if it's coming up in a new thing, but WHOG 95.7 ran this story. So, and it got a lot of legs. So let's talk about it very quickly. Why the case may be made for Eddie Van Halen being the greatest guitarist of all time. First of all, let me preface this by saying that it doesn't have as much to do with like how fast you can play or how fancy your technique is or what kind of acrobatics you can do on the guitar than it does a lot of other things that are accepted by most people, most smart people, most musical people in the industry. I'm not talking about fame either, although that is part of it. Eddie's playing is very tasteful. He plays solos that are very, very, very memorable. Listen to his guitar work, his solos like in Running with the Devil and I'll Wait. Those solos are every bit as singable and memorable as anything Angus Young's ever played or Neil Schon's ever played. Okay, so let's nix the idea that this has to do with fast guitar playing or crazy technique or something like that. A lot of people would say, well, wait a minute, you know, they're better guitar players. You know, what about Tommy Emmanuel? What about Steve Vai? What about Chet Atkins? Okay, guys, those guys are all amazing musicians. Eddie Van Halen, though, however, still has songs on rock radio played every single day that are classic songs that are sunk deep into the consciousness of people that love great guitar-driven rock. Beautiful Girls, Ain't Talking About Love, just amazing guitar riffs that everybody knows, everybody loves and remembers. That guitar teacher, there's a guitar teacher somewhere right now, probably many guitar teachers teaching somebody right now a Van Halen riff somewhere. I guarantee it. Okay, you see where I'm coming from with this? So while there's a lot of guys who might have more technical proficiency, Alan Holdsworth, whatever. None of those guys that I've named have that same influence. Eddie Van Halen, also a household name all throughout the late 70s and 1980s, even into the 1990s. And people still today know who Eddie Van Halen is. Anybody who plays a guitar, picks up a guitar, knows who Eddie Van Halen is. He is a household name in guitar. He is also, you have to have some success. You have to have some fame in order to be considered for this category. I'm sorry. Joe Schmo, who lives in your neighborhood, who you think smokes Eddie Van Halen, doesn't have classic songs on the radio, isn't influencing millions and millions of other guitar players, hasn't written classic riffs. I'm sorry. He might be amazing, but you have to have this type of success in order to be even considered for this category. Eddie Van Halen has that. Now, all that stuff right there is really great. And a lot of the other players on this list have all that stuff. Brian May has this stuff. Tony Iommi, Stevie Ray Vaughan, they all have this stuff. Eddie Van Halen, however, did some things that go above and beyond this. First of all, Eddie Van Halen changed the way an entire generation of guitar players play guitar. There is guitar player. There's the guitarists, the hot lead guitar players, guitar heroes before Van Halen, like the Rick Derringers and the Ted Nugents, Ronnie Montroses and guys like that. Then there are the post Van Halen. You can break up rock guitar playing like that. There aren't many other guys that you can say that about. Eddie changed the way we play the guitar between the two-hand tapping and the fast picking. He changed the guitar itself with what he did with the whammy bar and stuff like that, what he did with guitar pickups. He not only reinvented guitar playing, he reinvented the guitar. Now let's talk about the guitar, the sound of the guitar. So much of the boutique amplifier market owes a huge debt of gratitude to Eddie Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen reinvented the electric guitar amplifier by playing around with Variac. He created a sound that nobody had. You could argue that there really was no such thing as high gain before Eddie Van Halen tortured the Marshall amplifier into creating high gain. Guys like Randy Rhoads and guys like that were putting pedals in front of a Marshall. Eddie actually changed the voltages of the tubes and things like that to create this sound that literally nobody could get for a number of years until guitar amplifier manufacturers started changing their amplifiers. There were guys like Paul Gilbert's father and different guys like that that went around and actually learned to modify guys' Marshalls. This was a huge thing. Now we take it for granted because so many amps come with high gain built into them. People have figured out how to do it, but we would not have any of that. So Eddie changes the sound of the guitar. He changes the guitar itself. He changes the amplifier, how the amplifier is set up. He is a monster player, a melodic player, writes amazing riffs that are remembered for decades and decades and decades, still loved. He is part of the guitar songbook in terms of if you are a guitar player, you will learn his riffs. I think that this is all a pretty good case for greatest guitarist of all time. The only other guy that I would argue that had this kind of influence on people was Jimi Hendrix. And Jimi's influence doesn't go quite as far as Eddie's. You could argue that, but just from my point of view, I think that if you wanted to say anything, you could say that those two could be maybe tied in first place. How they changed guitar playing. There's nobody who's not influenced. There's no rock player who is not influenced by Eddie Van Halen. There's no rock player who's not influenced by Jimi Hendrix, whether they say they like either one of those players or not. So I did a more detailed video on this where I went really deep into what Eddie did with the guitar and things a month or so ago. You can go back and find that on my podcast feed, so check that out. So what do you think? I know some people are going to disagree with me on this, but I think I made a pretty good case for why Eddie could very well deserve this title of greatest guitarist of all time. Give me your thoughts on it. Leave comments. If you like the video, please share it around. Discuss it with your friends. Let's keep the conversation going. I freaking love it. If you'd like to hang out with me, get a personal one-to-one access with me to talk about stuff like this, we go live with these feeds all the time, daily actually, and you can do that at lulombardimusic.com/innercircle, lulombardimusic.com/innercircle to get in my inner circle group where we talk about these things. You also get exclusive music, exclusive video. There's all kind of cool partying that goes on there. A great interaction between amongst different people who love rock. So it's a cool place to hang out and meet cool people. And once again, you can do that at lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. All right, guys, thanks for hanging out, and I'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.